What's the problem with buying counterfeit merchandise? Well, some of it could hurt you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. We've been poring through China's official 20,000-word roadmap for changes to its society. Easing China's one-child policy got the early attention, but Chinese officials also want to make key changes to the very structure of the economy, as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
It's easy to get lost among the 60 points of reform in a document laced with exaggerated communist lingo, but there were a handful of proposals that encourage economists. For example, private investors could start their own banks, farmers could sell their land, and local governments could collect property taxes so that they don't have to confiscate residents' land for revenue. Patrick Shivanik, chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management, says China seems to be on the right track.
There seems to be this consensus among the leadership that they need to move in the direction of a more open, a more competitive, and a more accountable financial system and economic system, which is a good thing.
On the other hand,
there is a big difference between announcing reforms and implementing them.
For example, China's already attempted allowing private investors to start their own banks and has also started to collect property taxes in pilot programs around the country. None of these efforts have produced results. The other concern, if China's government actually follows through on these reforms, it'll likely slow economic growth, threatening one of the few bright spots in the global economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
In the U.S., the Tennessee Valley Authority now says it will retire 8 coal-fired power plants, with possibly more closures to come. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at a wider shift from coal as an energy source.
Vlad Dorjitz is an economist at the United States Energy Information Administration. When utilities retire power plants, or make plans to, they file a report with the agency, he crunches the numbers. And he says, of the 1,400 coal-fired generators that existed in 2008, almost 400 will be gone by 2017. But his models that look past 2017 don't show that trend continuing very far. Most of the generators going away now are old, built before 1960.
Basically, everything that is going to retire will retire within the next couple of years, and then you have a pretty steady fleet.
So what's taking their place? Marty Rosenberg is editor of Energy Biz magazine. He says renewable energy will play second fiddle to shale gas, which looks like a reliable source for a long time to come. But he says there's no such thing as a sure thing.
You say it's 100 years supply for sure. Sure enough, in 2-3 years, something will happen.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Now let's check the market numbers. Stock index futures for the U.S. are all up, the Dow future the most so at the moment. The FT 100 in London is up 0.4%. The euro got a little stronger this morning, up over $1.35. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 0.25%. Caveat, holiday shoppers, that super deal you found on the internet may just be a fake. The amount of counterfeits is apparently proliferating, and it's not just the $60 you paid on what is normally a $5,000 Bell & Ross wristwatch. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, some fakes could catch fire.
You've probably seen those big shipping containers stacked up on cargo ships. They look even bigger from the inside.
This is a 44-foot container. You can actually fit a 3-bedroom home in here.
That's Jaime Ruiz, a spokesman for Customs and Border Protection. He takes me through the warehouse at the Port of Long Beach, where the contents of suspicious containers get unpacked and inspected. It used to be easier to identify the counterfeits.
We used to see 5, 6, 7 containers of the same merchandise. Now what we see is that they mix some of their products, some of the counterfeits, with legit products as well.
With all the merchandise they confiscate, you could stock a whole store with fakes.
We have Prada, Chanel, Gucci, Betty Boop.
Customs and Border Protection Section Chief Peter Green says some of the fakes can hurt you. Take the counterfeit Duracell batteries.
It's possible for them to explode, which they have in the past.
The trend is picking up speed. Lev Kubiak directs Homeland Security's National Intellectual Property Rights Center.
Criminal organizations involved in the sale of counterfeit merchandise have really expanded into literally every name brand product out there.
Increasingly, the kinds of fakes making their way into U.S. retail is a safety issue. Kubiak says the feds have seized everything from counterfeit airbags that explode
to counterfeit pharmaceuticals that people are taking, thinking that it's the real drug, but there's actually no active ingredient inside there, so absolutely no way for people to get better, even in such cases like cancer medication.
And counterfeiters have started to cut out the middleman and sell directly to U.S. consumers.
Criminals have begun to set up counterfeit websites that look and are designed to appear as if they're the legitimate retailers' websites, but are not.
When trying to avoid fakes, watch out for prices that are a lot lower than average, and check with the product's maker to confirm that a merchant is a trusted distributor. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And Quest Diagnostics has been looking through its huge cache of workplace drug test results over the years and finds that positive tests for illegal drugs are down dramatically over the last 25 years, especially tests for cocaine and marijuana. The Wall Street Journal got an advance look at the report due out later today. Last year, 3.5% of worker drug tests for illegal drugs came back positive, compared to more than 13% back in 1988. Now, it's possible people are getting more sophisticated in gaming the tests. Quest data also suggests that workers are abusing prescription drugs at a much higher rate these days. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.